Hello, this is Augustine.
Hey, Augustine. It's Aubrey here with Local Splash, giving you that callback.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. You have a little time on you?
Yeah, I got a few.
Excellent, excellent. All right. You know, the last time we had spoke, you had mentioned, you know, there's some hesitation there. I want to go ahead and get that addressed for you, definitely. Is it a financial thing, like the $299 plus $99? It's not something you're in your budget range?
No, it's something that's in my range. The only thing is, you know, I don't know if you've heard of, have you heard of Ollie?
All Ollie?
Yeah, it's like a marketing thing. Anyway, so I started off with them, and I made the jump recently with Town Square.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, other than financially, like, you know, that's like my price range, I would say. The only thing is I recently jumped over to Town Square, you know. I like what you guys offer. I like that you guys are locally. The only thing is, like, I recently made this jump. And I don't think it sounds fair for me to just to jump again. Cause then it's another thing that I have to do all this stuff again. Plus I haven't really seen the full potential of Town Square. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So that's been the biggest thing for me. You know, like, I don't want to be jumping around. Like, that's kind of annoying to me. But other than that, like, I recently made this jump with Town Square. Like, they made my new website. It hasn't switched domain yet because I haven't got back to them. That's been on me. You know, but I, you know, like I mentioned to you, I do like that you guys are local. You know, that definitely sounds interesting. I just, like I mentioned, I don't think I'm ready to make that jump yet. You know, I know I just started with Town Square. I don't have much invested in there, but, you know, I already made that switch over. They already made my website for me. It's just a matter of me switching the domain from the other company to this company. I just haven't done that. And that's been on me, like I said.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's pretty much like you just want to kind of see how they work out for you, or, you know, kind of see if they can make anything happen. Is that kind of like where you're at?
Yeah, that's where I'm at, basically.
Okay. Definitely understandable. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, and of course, per Google rules, you know, you can only work with one SEO company at a time. That's not only there, just Google's rule, but that's one of our main policies, right? We're Google partners, so we can't risk having people working with multiple SEOs. So I get it.
Yeah,
definitely, man. If that's how you're, you know, you feel like they can probably at least want to see, you know, what they have to offer, I completely understand.
That's what I mainly want to see. You know, but, you know, other than that, like I said, I am interested, you know, if it doesn't work out over here, then, you know, I know where to go to, you know, because, the biggest thing that I like that you guys are technically kind of local to me. You guys are like within 4 hours. You guys are in Thunder Valley, right?
Yes, sir. Fountain Valley, California.
Yeah. That's not too far away from Sacramento. You know, I mean, I don't see a need for me to ever go and visit you guys, but it's still, like, I like working with local people, you know. I like that. And working with someone
absolutely
out of state, you know. You know, as long as they're within state, sounds reasonable to me.
Oh, yeah. It makes it easier to search, too. Like if you type in, like, local SEO Fountain Valley, right, and the page pops up there, we may not be first place, but we're there. You know what I'm saying? So it helps for people who are in that area or in California. They could take a look at that, and they're like, oh, I mean, shoot, if they could put themselves on the first page of second place, they could do that for anybody.
Yeah. And other than that, though, like, this is all new to me, you know? Like, I'm learning as I go, you know?
Right.
So, you know, like, I've tried to do as much as I can on my end, you know? But other than that, though, like I mentioned, I just recently jumped with them. I was with another company before that. Things didn't work out with them. And, you know, these guys reached out and I decided to make the jump. Cause I'm like, all right, I've been with these guys for like 6 months and I don't have any leads. I'm like, I haven't got a single job. You know, it's really frustrating. And I speak to this with every person that calls me, man. There's very few calls that I answer. That, you know, sometimes we, you know, we're able to make something happen. But I really hate spending money when I don't get my return. That's, like, really frustrated me because it's, like, my hard-earned money is just a waste, you know. And that's where I'm at right now with all this marketing stuff, you know.
Right, exactly.
I don't even see it as a tool anymore. I just see it as a brand. Like, it's just for me to brand myself. You know, I can even,
right.
I already had a website. You know, I didn't have to go out and look for, actually, I didn't look for it, and I got a call, you know, to be working with someone. I was like, I had someone local that made me a website. You know, it was up and running. They got a QR code on my business card. They scan it. It takes them directly to my website. It allows them to request for, you know, schedule an estimate. You know, it's very simple, but I'm going to be honest, I'm not a fan of the website. The website's really simple, really, like, not great.
Really, really cookie cutter. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that great. And then I went to Ollie, and just so you know, my website, my first website, is still active. You know, it's still online. And I haven't taken it down. You know, I know it's not good for me to have multiple websites. But I haven't taken it down because of my business cards. I haven't really made that complete shift of the new updated QR code to my new business cards, which I'm close to making them. You know, I haven't got to there yet, but I'm working on it. But other than that, though, it's like I went to Ollie. I spent this money. I got this nice website, which I'm sure is the one you've probably seen. And that one's pretty nice, you know. And then I get a call a few months later regarding some other company, and this was called Town Square. And this company's saying, oh, you know, just so you know, like, your website's just a copy and paste. And then they sent me a website that literally looks just like mine.
It looks exactly like it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's straight trash, dude. Like, are you serious? And the guy told me, like, this doesn't look good with Google. Google's going to look at everything. If it's something that's already out there and they just copy it, it doesn't look good at all. I'm like, well,
yeah,
that kind of makes sense. I don't know if it's true, but it makes sense to me. You know,
right.
It doesn't make you as authentic and legit you want to be, in my opinion. I'm like, all right. So then I made the jump to Town Square. So I'm currently with Town Square right now. They made me my website. They said they couldn't make it the same because obviously Ollie kind of did it. You know, they copied and pasted it from someone else. I'm like, that's fine. Just make it as close as you can. Like, I don't want it to be identical, but just close, you know. And I noticed they made some changes. And then, like, you know, I like it a lot better. You know, even the picture that they used, you can tell they edited the picture. I gave them a picture of, like, because I'm from Sacramento. I'm born and raised in Sacramento. And I really wanted to incorporate the Twin Tower Bridge that's in downtown.
Okay.
And I sent them a picture. And all used it, the picture, like, they didn't edit it. They just put it up. Now, Town Square used the picture, and they edited it, and it looked a lot cleaner. I'm like, oh, damn, that's actually pretty nice. I didn't think about that. You know, and I'm like, damn, I feel like these guys are a little more legit, you know, based off of what I've seen. But like I said, I recently made the change. I haven't really done much. Like I said, they made the website. The website's not even live yet because I haven't done my part on switching the domain. That's something I'm supposed to do. Since I'm pretty new at this stuff, it takes me a little more time, and I got to call them, and I got to connect with them. And
right.
You know,
a lot of phone games.
Yeah, you know, and that mainly has to do too, I'm not gonna lie, it honestly has to do with them not being in California, you know. But other than that, it's like we're there, like we're almost there to put the website live, you know. I just haven't done my part to it, you know. I've been real busy. I'm dealing with some legal issues over here with some businesses that don't know how to pay money, you know. There's a lot going on, so this is important to me, but it's not as important as getting physical work and trying to secure the money that I've invested in some of these projects, and people are not paying their bills. You know, you can understand what I'm prioritizing more. You know, I don't care about a website right now. You know, I do want to build my brand, you know, and I want it to be legit, but it's not my number one priority, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, I hear you 100%. And you know, Town Square, they're, you know, there's no real room to badmouth that company, aside from it being against our company policy to do so. But one of the things to take note of for, you know, companies when it comes to SEO, you know, something that can be part of your learning bank, right? There are 300,000 SEO companies out there in just America. We're not even talking about the rest of the world. Just in America, there are 300,000. There are only 200, about 3%, that have Google partnerships. We are one of those. Townsquare is not one of those. That's not to say they can't do good work. That's not to say they can't make some things happen there, of course, you know, like I said. But that's something that garners into that kind of time management, how things get done. Even when it comes down to, like, you know, when you say, you know, your website isn't live yet, you know, due to your part, right? Why is that even a thing? You know what I mean? Like, your domain change. Trust me, I get that. We handle that all the time. But we take care of that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to, you know, have you keep calling us to take care of that, go back and forth, things like that, because we're Google partners. We do all that, you know, speaking with Google on your behalf. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's good. That's good to know, though, you know. But, like, so, basically, the domain is mine. So, being that, they told me that I have to go unlock it and then add them. And I'm like, I don't know how to fucking do that shit. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it tells me there, I'm like, if you unlock it, someone can access it. I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound like it's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
That's why I want to make sure I'm on the phone with them when I do it. So basically, but what you're saying is that you guys can do that for me. Like, I wish you didn't have to be kind of doing much to that, right?
Exactly. Because what your domain comes down to, especially when it's locked, we have to contact, like, whoever it is. I'm just saying we, because, you know, it's Local Splash you're talking to at the moment, but we as SEO companies have to contact Google to deal with things like domains, especially domains that are written through them or domains that are posted and pasted by them. They have to be contacted to get things like that, right? Because there's a PIN that's required. I don't know if your website told you that when your error came up, but there is a PIN code that you need to unlock the domain, especially if it's been unused for a while, but it's still active. Or if it hasn't been used at all and it's not active and it's just kind of floating out there in the void, there's a PIN that comes with that you have to unlock. So Townsquare will have to contact Google on your behalf anyway, but that comes down to, you know, their reach when it comes to Google, right? So, like, for instance, just as a learning experience here, let's say you get called by a company that says we can get your website unlocked in 1 month, right? 30 days. In that 30 days, they have to send out informational notices to Google. They have to wait for that to come back. Then they have to get approval to unlock the domain. They have to wait for that to come back. Then Google asks for the person that's trying to unlock the domain. Is it the company or is it the person that needs the domain? Well, it's the person that needs the domain. We're just contacting on their behalf. Okay, good. They have to wait for that approval to come back. Then they get the PIN code, which they give to you, and you can unlock your domain. If you don't have a Google partnership, it will take that 30 days. Of course, because there's protocol for that, right? It's Google. When you have a Google partnership, we contact them personally as partners on your behalf. So there's no real wait time, right? It might take 3 days, sure. Might take, you know, Monday to Friday, depending on, you know, how deep in the trenches your website is. But it never takes anywhere beyond, you know, a week, right? So that's when it comes down to, you know, learning Google partnerships and people who can do SEO versus just having an SEO company that's out there. You know what I mean? So when it comes down to your website, for example, when you're talking about copy and paste, it's just a casual HTML. They literally is what they do. They go to a template, they copy that template, they paste that template. That's it. Like, no input from you on what colors you need, where to put your hyperlinks, where to set this, to that, the other. They just throw it out there, right? Really cookie cutter, right? Like you were saying. What we do, which is why I sent you our, you know, kind of an example of what your page would look like, is so you know how in depth we go with your website, right? Whether it's you need to have us work on it with you or you want us to build you a brand new one, right? We can handle that through, you know, what's called my site, right? We build that completely from the ground up. We buy the domain, right? You can buy the domain from us. Like, let's say you decided, all right, you know, I've gotten $1 million in revenue in 6 months. I don't think I need marketing from anybody anymore. Let's go ahead and cut this, guys. If you wanted to buy your domain and keep that, $99. That's it. Flat rate. You take the domain from us, content put in there, and, you know, you roll with the website as your website, right? If you wanted us to maintain the domain, so, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, when you're busy, you can't be calling around and having to be on the phone all the time and doing this, doing that. We handle that, right? Without you having to do that. and she, you just give us the words. You know what I mean? And then we maintain your website for you. Domain, we maintain that, right? And it would be $49 a month. Mm-hmm. So we make everything really easy, right? So like I said, you know, I'm saying Town Square, you know, definitely see what they have going on. You know what I mean? I don't want to put you in a position where your mind is like, my God, now I have to jump over these people. Okay. Yeah, I want you to make sure it's something that sounds right for you, right? I mean, you already said you're interested. We already got that down, right? The pack that we have for you is perfect, right? We handle everything you need to do. We even go above and beyond here, right? So Town Square Space. Oh my goodness, that's another one. But Town Square, right? They specialize in MapQuest, Yahoo, and Yelp, right? We do those, and then we do Google and Facebook, right? If you need meta marketing, we got you, and that's included. No extra cost. If you needed to build a new website, if you're tired of dealing with that, having to unlock your domain and everything else, we got that for you. No extra cost. You know what I mean? So, you know, I personally do look forward to working with you. You know, if you do decide you want to just go ahead and ride out Town Square, see what they can do in the time that they've got going on already, I'm cool with that. Okay? What I need to know, right, if this is a position you want, I can put a hold on your position, but I can only do that if you truly do think this is something that you're going to want to take on, right? If you want me to call you in a week, okay, I'll call you in a week. Once you settle down, you take care of everything, you get the odds and ends for squares for Town Square, fine, do it. I will hold that for you until next Wednesday, if it's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I can definitely set that in for you. What this means is we will stop crawling your area, right, to look for somebody who does construction services. That means the position will be wide open, okay? You know, if even sooner, you know, you decide to look a little more into us even, you know, if you decide to look at some reviews, you know, anything you haven't done, right? If you decide, you know, tomorrow, for example, you just wake up and your mind is like, screw it. Let's do it. Why take the opportunity? We'll get you in there. Okay. If we have to wait till Wednesday, I'll keep it open until then. Okay.
Yes. And then I had question regarding that you said that position. What do you mean by that? Like, you don't work with someone that offers the services that I offer within my area. What does that mean?
Yeah. So, the way that this works here is we work with one person per industry per area, right? So you're in construction, which gives you a boatload of keywords to work with, depending on the services that you offer, of course. So once we begin working with you, we close out that category, right? So let's say, you know, Jimmy Two Toes down the road, he's still in your area. He calls us up and he says, hey, you know, I saw you guys on Google. I was looking for an SEO company. I want to go ahead and take over this area. Go ahead and get me in there. Let's get some eyes on my business. Get me on that first page. We wouldn't be able to do it. We already have you in here, right? That eliminates conflict of interest, right? That allows you to take advantage of that first page placement. So, like, if you go on Google, I'm not saying do this. Okay, just an example. If you were to go on Google, you see four companies, right? They're all on the first page placement. You call them all, and you ask them, what SEO company do you use? One might say, you know, Local Space. One might say, you know, Town Square. One might say Local Splash. But you'll never get two in the same industry, in the same area, that say they both work for Local Splash. We don't do it. We can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then you did mention, too, that you guys are Google partners. What does that mean? Like, you kind of mentioned some stuff to me about that, but what's the difference between what Town Square does and what you can offer and you being a Google partner?
Yeah, so what a Google partnership program means is that we adhere to the requirements, the strict requirements that Google has set for companies to put people on their algorithm, right? What that means is that we don't do bad business. We don't do shady business. We don't lie to our customers, and we don't put you out for something that we can't offer to you, right? The way that you get that approval and keep that is by adhering to those guidelines. So let's say you just told me you work for Town Square, and I tell you, okay, perfect, keep them and sign on with us. right? At the same time. No cancellation for them. You're just working with Townsquare and us at the same time. Google will pick that up immediately. And the first thing they do is, you know, they do run audits, right? So if they see that we have you in here and Townsquare has you in here and they call us and they pull that recording and you told me you work for Townsquare and I told you, good, keep them and take us at the same time. That is a very damaging thing to not only our business image, but that would take away our partnership from Google, right? So we can't, cut down the industry standard of 90 days for SEO to 45 days because we don't have the availability of Google partnership programs to do that, right? Now we're just some random business, I don't want to say Townsquare, Squarespace. We'll say Squarespace. We're just a random business like Squarespace out there, one of those 300,000 SEO companies versus the 200, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Is Squarespace the domain company that Google uses?
Squarespace is more of a specific like website kind of thing. Like it's like Wix. I don't know if you're familiar.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
I
know about Squarespace because I bought my domain from them.
Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, they're more of a strictly website based. They do have some services for advertising, but nobody goes to Squarespace for that.
I agree. Yeah. So basically, you talked to me this already. You told me the pricing. Where can I see that again to see what I want if I end up moving forward with you guys? I'm on your guys' website, and I just go way down, you said?
Yeah. So on our website, when you scroll down here, you'll see, the first thing you'll see is the premier SEO packages. So like the local bundles, Google ads, you don't have to worry about that. We're not worrying about Google ads for you. You'll go down to the one next to that. They're right below that. So that'll be platinum SEO packages. You're looking at the platinum, the $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. Yours obviously is $2.99 with a $99 setup fee. So you don't have to worry about that. The price on the page.
Yeah. Yeah, where can I see that? Because I can't find that. I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Interesting. You're on the localsplash.com page?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Let me send you a quick text message.
Yeah. I actually also have the email you sent me still.
Okay.
Pricey. I just clicked that one. So you said I would be getting which one again?
The platinum. So the Platinum Local SEO, that's the one underneath the Premier SEO packages. That's right underneath that. It'll say Platinum SEO packages, local bundle plus Facebook ads. You're at the Platinum at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll offer all this stuff right here.
Correct. Yep. And of course, you can ignore the pricing that's there.
Yeah, what's the pricing that you told me that it was?
So it's $2.99 a month with a $99 setup fee versus $5.99 with a $2.99 setup.
Okay.
Right, and then right beneath that, or above that, actually, it's above and below, you'll see our, not only our Better Business Bureau accreditation, but that Google Partnership badge. And if you click that, it'll take you directly over to the Local Splash Google Partner section, so you can see the authenticity and things like that.
Yeah, and then as far as your guys' services, are you guys a monthly based service, month, or do I have to be in a contract with you guys?
Nope. Straight month to month.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm definitely interested. Maybe like you said you can lock it in for me for a week and then I can kind of think about it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I definitely am interested. So my number one question is, is going to be regarding like the website. Like if you guys make a website for me, you guys are able to use my domain, right?
So we can, since it'll be a duplicate if we use the exact domain, right? So if you have sotoconstructionservices.com, we can't put another Soto Services or constructionservices.com. So we can put Soto Construction, SRV, you know, SRC or SRVC.net.com, or we can put sotoconstructionservices.net, but there can't be two of the exact same domain. That'll engage Google protocol.
So my domain is sotoconstruction.services. So that won't be able to be the domain for my website then? Because that's what I really want. I really want that domain. Because on my business card, I have my email. And, you know, the email, the domain aspect of it is, like, highlighted blue, and that represents my, like, a website. It represents a website or Instagram, like, anything for my business is to that domain. So you guys wouldn't be able to use my domain at all?
So if we build you a new website, we wouldn't be able to use the domain. If you want us to use the domain you do have, but, you know, I'm not sure if that's the one that's, you know, locked up and all of that, we would just get that unlocked for you and then just use your domain. And that's the on sotoconstruction.services, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what we would do here is we would take that sotoconstruction.services. We would get that unlocked and then tether that to your Google business profile.
Yeah. By unlocking it, what do you mean unlocked? Because I know it's locked, but it, like I said, it's mine. Like, I bought it before I even did anything with these websites. I gave that to Ali. So Ali has access to it. Well, did, you know.
So we would contact on your behalf. And, get your PIN for your domain. We would contact Google on your behalf. So what they would do is somebody else owns your domain, like it's your domain, but for instance, let's say, you know, you own the domain, but you have it, you know, sold under somebody, right? So it's locked. They have access to the domain. We would contact Google, who would then contact them for that PIN. They give Google the PIN. We get the PIN. We give it to you. You get into your stuff. You unlock it. We can do everything that you need. That is a short process. I know it sounded like a lot. That is a short process. I actually had somebody a couple of months ago who had a little bit of a worse situation. They couldn't even see their website. Like it was open. The domain was there. It was owned by GoDaddy. Not sure if you're familiar with that crazy domain thing at the time.
I've heard of it.
So what we did is we had to go ahead and contact Google to have them contact GoDaddy so that they can release the domain PIN. So that we could take it from them, and then you have possession of your domain.
Yeah. But so like I said, am I going to be able to use that domain then if you do all that?
Absolutely. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. If you wanted to keep your dot services, we would just work to get that unlocked so you could use that instead of having us create you a whole new website that has a close enough name. We'll just use your sotoconstruction.services.
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm referring to, though. You can't make me a new website. You have to use the one that they made me, right? The one that's the cookie cutter website?
Exactly. Yep. Now, if you, cause so if you, you know what I'm saying? So the thing here, let's break it up into two conversations, right? If you wanted to keep your domain, we contact Google to get it for you. If you wanted to create a new domain, we would simply have to change the dot part, right? So sotoconstruction.net. com or right, that's it, that's the, that's how that would go.
I want a new website but with the same domain like that. I'm probably confusing myself, you know, because like I said, I have the domain, it's mine. I gave access to Ali to make me a website. They made me the website, and that website still active through Ali. So all I had to do, Town Square made me a new website, and that website is like a pretty mirror image of the Ali one, because they had showed me that it was almost like identical copies from someone else. So I told them, do what you have to do so it's authentic, but still make it, like, I like how everything was. So they did that.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad, actually.
Yeah, That website, yeah, that website is live, but it's not on my domain yet because I haven't done
right.
I'm supposed to like unlock it and all this, and I just haven't done it. So my question is like, I'm in that process. That's where I'm at. But let's just say I jump with you guys, and I'm in that phase right there where it's under all these websites. Still, Townsquare made me one right now, which is like I like that one more. That one's not live on my domain yet. Like, you see where I'm at? I feel like there's just too much going on.
Gotcha. So pretty much the overarching thing here is we would take it from them, right? We would just take the domain from them, right? Whoever it is that possesses your domain, we would just take it from them. So yeah. What that means is, of course, that goes through the whole process of, you know, contacting Google, et cetera, et cetera.
And they can't be like, no, this is our client. You can't take the domain. They can't do something like that, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's why I'm asking all this. I don't know anything about this.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Trust me. That wasn't absolutely not towards you. Believe me. That was I would wish a company tried that.
Yeah.
No. They're not allowed to tell somebody, especially another SEO company who's trying to get that domain. They're not allowed to tell them, no, this person's ours, you can't take it. That's not business practice.
No, yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. I mean, it sucks that you can only lock it in for me for a week, but I mean, it still kind of gives me time, one, to like still think about it. And then, like I said, man, I like what you guys have to offer. You know, I like that you guys are local, like that you're a Google partner. You know, it seems like you guys will be a better fit, you know, but just got to think about it still. You know, but I'm definitely like, I'm almost there, my friend.
Absolutely, man. I know it just takes that little, extra time to yourself to kind of, you know, solidify it for you. I get it.
Yeah. No, yeah. And other than that, though, as well, is one thing I kind of didn't like either from Townsquare, the same as Ollie, is that I wish I could just work with someone, the same person, you know, like just one account manager. I don't have to be talking to, I don't even know how many people I've talked to Townsquare, you know, and like, I'm like, I wish, like, I don't know if all SEO companies are like this, but I'm like, it would be great if I just had one person I can work with and build that relationship. Therefore, I don't have to be explaining myself all the time to different people.
Right, yeah. So we do make sure that you have a specialized team for you. They do have, of course, other clients that they do work with, but they would be the point of contact for you, right? So if you need to make changes to your dashboard, like running promotions or anything like that, if you wanted us to add or remove anything from your website, with your administrative approval, we can't make changes without going through you first. You have a team set for that, right? So it might be one or two people, but you're not going to have, you know what I'm saying? You call in and you get, you know, Albert one day, Stephanie the next day, Sarah the next day, Luis the next hour you call in, and Paul the next minute,
see,
right after you hang up. We like exactly that, what you were talking about. We like people to be comfortable with the people they're working with instead of being bounced around all the time. So we take steps for that. Oh yeah.
Okay. See, that's another good thing right there.
I'm telling you, man, we're legit. We are indeed legit.
Man, why couldn't you guys be the first, like, why couldn't you have called me, like, a year ago when I first started? I wouldn't be in the damn nonsense I'm dealing with.
It happens, man. It happens. I mean, like, we may have reached out to you, you know what I mean, like, back in April of last year, but couldn't get a hold of you, you know what I mean? Or, you know, maybe you were in a position where, you know, you didn't want to keep getting calls and things like that. So, you know, it's auspicious. You know, it's the way the universe works. Now that you need us. You know what I mean? You got that call from us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Like I said, yeah, if you can hold it on for me for a week, I'll think about it. I got to talk to Townsquare anyways regarding, like, the whole thing with the website and see how that goes. And maybe then, you know, taking longer to get back to me might make me be my final push.
Absolutely. Now for Wednesday, you said you're more of an afternoon person, right? Around the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect. So let me get that set in here first for you. What is it? Almost 7 o'clock? We'll say 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I do have you scheduled there. I am going to set the override for you. Give me 1 second. It's going to take a second to rotate for me. It's Wednesday, 6 p.m. Yeah, 1 week override. There we go. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yeah. And then have you heard of Absolute Low Media before?
You kind of cut out there a little bit. Can you repeat that? Who? Media what? Sorry.
Have you ever heard of Absolute Media?
Absolute Media, like the registration for like domain services?
What they are like a company that like to help you bring up higher on Google. They reached out to me a while ago, and I added that recently, and I don't know if that's why I kind of been getting a little bit more phone calls. Not a lot of foot traffic still. I feel like it should be better, but it's like another service that I'm paying for, and I don't know exactly what they offer, but what they do is they try to put me up on a higher, like, category on Google. And I've gotten, like two calls ever since. I'm not going to say two, but I went to go look at a few jobs from that. Like, yeah, because every time I go look at a job, I'm like, hey, you know, you guys hear from me from a friend, or, you know, I've had two clients that told me they just found me on Google. I'm like, you know, and I've had my website up for a year. I've never gotten that. Recently got with them, and all they do is just put me up. They help me rank higher on Google. That's what they told me. You know, I don't know if it works, but I mean, I don't know exactly what they do, but maybe you can Google them.
Yeah, absolute digital, right?
I think it's Absolute Media. Let me see their email.
Result focused approaches ensures that you don't just experience an increase in your rankings, but we also drive qualified traffic and conversions to your website. That kind of
it's called Absolutely Media. Absolutely. There we go.
Oh, Absolutely Media.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here they are. Absolutely Media, LLC, Powerful Online Marketing. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a look here. Okay. 5 to 11 page design is kind of crazy. Let's see. Try. Okay. I mean, just taking a brief look over here. There's a couple of things they're missing, but, you know, they do have, they're partnered with Yelp advertising. So they're really big with Yelp. So they have like a Yelp partnership. I don't know what that entails. But I think that means maybe they can get you, I think that's what, maybe how they're able to provide like leads is because they do their advertising. Partnership through Yelp. So I think they like gather Yelp people and have them sent over something in that area. Let me see.
They had told me Google. They didn't mention anything about Yelp.
Yeah, I've seen their pay-per-clicks campaigns and everything here. Yeah. Let's see, start out the list. Yeah, so this is definitely an SEO company, but they're more geared towards they're geared less towards SEO, and they're geared more towards conversion. So while so what they do is they take their algorithm, right? They program you in, but they don't program you in on the Google first page. They program you into the Google algorithm, and then they just run what we call ghost reviews, if that makes sense, through that domain, right? So those are coming through, and it is increasing your ranking, but it's increasing your ranking artificially, if that makes sense, instead of organically, because they're not using Google's premier algorithm. They're using Yelp's advertising partnership. So they're using Yelp algorithm services to push your ranking. So it's the same as Angie, right? They'll rotate certain leads that they send out to people. Once they get a review, they'll rotate that review over a million times, and that'll move ranking. The problem with that, and this isn't just a problem with Absolutely Media. There are other SEO companies out there that have this problem. The problem with rotating algorithmic patterns like that through services like Yelp or Angie or Home Advisor or anything like those, is that you're rotating lead services through advertising, and that will harm your ranking. You may not notice because you're not going to go on Google all the time and check your rating, but let's say they were able to rotate that up to second spot, for example, right? You go in there one day, you look at it, oh, I'm number two. Okay, perfect. You leave it for a month, you come back and check, you're not even in those listings. You're all the way at the bottom somewhere because now Google's algorithm picked that up. And while it's not against their protocol, so they can't remove the listing, their algorithm is no longer going to program that the way they want it to be programmed, right? So you're going to be seeing your listing pretty low. So that's what Absolutely Media is, and companies like them.
Waste the money then?
Oh yeah. They're about the, you know, I don't want to say they're about just taking your money and leaving because I'm sure they do send emails here and there, but they're not about getting you on that first page and keeping you there. They're just about, hey, we got your program. Like we said, what more do you want from us?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I mean, that's good to know, man. I appreciate all the information. Like I said, I just got to talk to Town Square and see how it goes with them. Like I said, they made me a website, but it's not live with my domain yet. But I don't know if I can maybe send you the link so you can see what I mean. But I like what they did with the website. So obviously I have the one that's live right now. That's Soto Construction Services. And then Town Square made a version of theirs. And I can send you an email of it if you can see it, because they sent me the email. I have it. And I kind of like how when they presented me the website, they allowed me to see how it looks on the browser, like a laptop, on a tablet and a phone. And I was like, oh man, that's fucking legit, dude. I'm like, damn, these guys definitely know what they're doing, you know? So far, I like what I hear from you guys. Simple as that.
Absolutely. We couldn't ask for more, right? We will definitely go ahead, and please, if you do want to, go ahead and send me that email, because I would like to look over kind of what their format looks like, just to get a better feel for how places like them do their websites and things like that. And of course, that'll help me help other clients in the future. So definitely go ahead and send that. I'll be more than happy to take that for you.
Yeah, and I can just send it to you to the email, right? The one that you email me to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. And then since we do have you all set here, did you have any other questions or things I can go over for you before I let you go for the end of day?
No, that's it.
All right. Perfect. Again, we do have you set for Wednesday. Okay. Don't worry about getting your slot filled for now. And I'll follow up with you on that Wednesday, or, if you happen to call me early, I'll be here for you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, Augustine.
Okay. See you then. Bye.